Now, what about medications? Will we need medications to solve the problems with these dogs? The fourth one on our plan to get problems solved with pooches. Now, some home alone behaviours will not improve without the use of medication. That's just the fact behind the whole thing. Medication is commonly used for the anxiety disorders, the general group of those. It's often used for separation anxiety, for the noise fears and the backyard panic disorders. So they would be the cluster where I would use medications quite commonly to solve these problems. They're also used for cognitive disorders, different group of medications used for that. And also, we will give you more details of these as we go through the presentation as we continue. So that has given you a little bit of an overview about solutions to the behaviour, just as sort of a general scan through what we're going to do over the next hour and a half or so. So to go further, let's look at providing six steps that will improve home alone problems. And number one, you've got to measure. You've got to quantify the problem that you're dealing with. Number two, you really need to then look at solving boredom as the seed from which your other solutions will grow. Create a den if you can, and of course we're going to talk about that. Implement pheromone therapy. Now, pheromone therapy is very difficult to say. It's a practice phrase. Implement pheromone therapy, and if you say furry pheromone therapy, it's even more of a mouthful. If you say fantastic furry pheromone therapy, 10 times running, you can do it. Very good for you. And establishing this technique called the trial separations technique, which is quite important, and also we use medications as well. And this is the sequence we're now going to follow for the rest of the presentation, because if you get this right, you can pretty well get rid of the majority of home alone problems, some with more difficulty than others.